Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Ghosts and Ghouls podcast. I am your host, Brittany, and today we're going to be talking about Zach Bagans' Haunted Museum in downtown Las Vegas. And it is said to be the number one haunted museum in America. But before we get started on today's episode, let's hear a word from our sponsor. Have you heard of Zach Bagans? He is the host of Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel, and it is honestly one of my favorite paranormal shows. He opened up his own museum, like I said, in downtown Las Vegas, and it's dedicated to all things paranormal. It has over 30 rooms, and each room has its own theme. One room has the Devil's Rocking Chair, which is the rocking chair that was witness to an exorcism with Ed and Lorraine Warren. Now, this rocking chair and the exorcism are the story behind The Conjuring 3, The Devil Made Me Do It. It is the first defense in history to be based on demonic possession. But before we continue with today's episode, let's hear a word from our sponsor. There is a room there with two dead bodies in it. It is called the funeral room. And these dead bodies were actually used in Oddfellows ceremonies. One of the bodies was found in an Oddfellows temple attic in New York. And in the initiation ceremonies, they would have to look their own mortality in the face and gauge their own death. There is also a room called the Haunted Art Gallery, which has Bela Lugosi's haunted mirror. He was really into the occult and used mirrors for scrying. If you are not familiar with Bela Lugosi, he played Count Dracula in a movie in 1931. Now, when Bela died, he left his mirror behind in his home, and the gentleman who moved in was brutally murdered, and the case was never solved. The niece of the man who was murdered inherited the mirror, and his niece said that there was a dark figure that was inside of the mirror and would often reach out of the mirror and choke her, leaving marks. Dr. Jack Kevorkian has his own office here at the museum as well. He was known for assisting suicides and was charged with murder. His van is there, and it was where he conducted a lot of the assisted suicides. There is also a room that is known as the jail. It has artifacts from John Wayne Gacy, Ted Bundy, Son of Sam, and others. And hanging up on the wall are several mugshots from several criminals. One of note is O.J. Simpson. The basement was used for satanic rituals back in the 70s, and no one except for Zach is allowed to go down there. Peggy the doll has her own room too. According to guests and others who have seen or watched videos of Peggy, they have become nauseous, dizzy, and get headaches afterwards, and quite often have nightmares. One has even claimed that Peggy gave her a heart attack. Mediums who have seen Peggy say that the spirit who is attached to her is restless and frustrated. There are many, many more artifacts in the Haunted Museum, but enter if you dare. You have to sign a form to go in.
You can follow us on Instagram at G&G Pod.